close your eyes so you can watch your breath. In other words, feel the breath in the body. Notice where you feel the sensations that tell you that now the breath is coming in, now the breath is going out. Focus your attention on those sensations. Think of being bathed in the breath. The breath is all around you. It's not just the air coming in and out through the nose. It's the feeling of energy movement in the body and around the body. That's all around. You're giving the mind a good place to stay so it can develop good thoughts. When you're feeling comfortable inside, breathe comfortably as you come, breathe in, breathe comfortably as you go out. It's easier to think thoughts of goodwill. As the Buddha said, acts of merit are a form of happiness. Notice that the action in and of itself is happy. If you're doing something good, it's either through being generous or observing the precepts or developing thoughts of goodwill as you meditate. All these activities are things that we know are good. If we're trying to dedicate merit to someone else, we have to have a sense of well-being first. We're doing good, we're feeling good about it, and then we dedicate it to others. And that's the kind of gift that they will be happy to receive if they're in a position to receive it. And you want your merit to be complete, which is why we do acts of generosity, take the precepts, and meditate as a way of making the merit complete. You want your happiness to be complete. It means you have to make sure that the causes are complete as well. The ceremony we did just now, which is a form of generosity, it's called Bang Sukun in Thai, Bang Sukula in Pali. And it literally means dust heap. It refers to the fact that when the Buddha first set out to teach his religion, the monks were not allowed to accept gifts of cloth directly from lay people. They had to find their cloth to make their robes. And they would often find it in a dust heap someplace, some old cloth that was thrown away. The purpose of this was so they got used to having requisites that were not dangerous. In other words, if you have something really nice, other people see it, they'll want it. But if you have pieces of cloth stitched together, from old thrown away cloth, nobody wants it already. And that way you're safe. Afterwards, as more and more cloth became available, the Buddha finally gave permission for monks to accept gifts of cloth directly. But it's always been the feeling that gifts of cloth that are laid out someplace have more merit. People back in the old days, before the Buddha gave permission, if they wanted to give a nice piece of cloth to a monk, they would notice where he walked on his alms round. They'd place a piece of cloth over a branch or place a piece of cloth on the ground in hopes that he would find it and take it. So this has always been considered, ever since then, a high form of merit, high form of generosity. So you want your generosity to be good. Nowadays we think more in terms of where you feel inspired, what kind of gift you feel inspired to give. But generosity always has to be freely given for it to count as meritorious, anything that's forced on you. Like the generosity when you have to give something, that's not nearly as happy as the generosity that comes out of the goodness of your heart. The same with the precepts. You try to develop thoughts of goodwill so that your precepts come from a sense of caring about other beings. You don't want to harm them. Not because you're told you shouldn't harm them, but because you really realize that there's no need to harm others if you want to find true happiness. And why do that? You notice that your happiness, to be long-lasting, to be solid, has to be the kind of happiness that doesn't cause any affliction to anybody else. So you're happy to do it. And the same with thoughts of goodwill themselves. Who wants to have ill will with anyone? We have ill will because we feel that somebody has done something really bad. But what does our ill will do? It basically burns up our own minds. So we have thoughts of goodwill. If someone's misbehaving, may they see the error of their ways. May they understand the causes of true happiness and may be willing and able to act on them. That kind of thought of goodwill you can have for anybody. That makes it universal. And the broader your generosity, the broader your virtue, the broader your goodwill, then the greater the gift that you give when you dedicate it to those who passed away. In Thailand, they talk about ceremonies that have to do with death or those who have died as being inauspicious ceremonies. But that's not a Buddhist idea. That's a Brahmanical idea. The Buddhist idea is that any situation where you make yourself more heedful is auspicious. So when you stop and think, someday your picture may be up here on the altar. And you hope there'll be people who think of you to make sure heedful. One, where are you going on your own power? What if nobody else is thinking thoughts of goodwill for you? What are you going to be doing from your own power? You've got to develop goodness now, good habits now. And that will spread out. Other people will think of you. When you pass away, they'll extend thoughts of goodwill to you as well. It's in this way that goodness spreads around. It doesn't have boundaries. The kind of happiness that comes from taking, taking, taking has lots of very strong boundaries. One person gains, other people lose. But with this, you gain, everybody else gains as well. And then you gain from their gaining. To try to make your goodness without boundaries. And the results, the happiness that comes, will lack boundaries as well.